Well, it's Friday, February 26th, and I want to do a quick update on these New York variants. It's actually two of them. They're closely related to each other. But two preprints came out, one that kind of was looking at E484K sequences and noticed some that were present in New York at higher levels than other locations. And then the other one was actually done at Columbia, where they had a bank of samples that they had done PCR testing. And they developed two different tests, one that targeted the N501 Y mutation, which is in all three of the variants that are studied most, the UK, Brazil, and South Africa. And then they also made a probe for E484K because that's what seems to be involved with the vaccine resistance, as well as escape from neutralizing monoclonal antibodies. And that's present in both the South Africa and Brazilian versions. And some of the clinical trials showed decreased efficacy in trials that were conducted in those two countries, which had high levels of their respective variants. As it turns out, there was a variant identified that has a change in the N-terminal domain is D253G. And that's kind of a hot spot. That's an area that is targeted by the immune response. And if you change the D to a G, you basically escape. So that's one of the markers that is related to escaping the typical immune response, which is targeting the N-terminal domain. Is not that far from where the deletions are. The deletions are, I think it's 240 to 243 or 241 to 244. I think it might be 241. But anyway, that's in the South African variant. It's got those three amino acids deleted. And the UK variant also has three deletions at 6970 and 144, all of which are also in the N-terminal domain, and the Brazilian has a bunch of mutations there. The bottom line is that the one that Columbia was concerned about does have E484K, and it also usually has A701V, which is a little bit downstream from the cleavage site, and those were somewhat alarming because of the high number of those cases. Those were much more common than any of the variants. And then if you looked at D253G, you could see that there was another that instead of having the E484K, it had S477N, which is present in quite a few samples from Europe and from Australia in the past. And so it was a little bit concerning that was there. And then if you looked at the numbers were quite high there. There were twice as many of the E484K, but there were like 355 in the New York, mostly in the New York area. And most of those samples were collections in late January and February. So it's really appearing at a very high frequency right now. And there were 182 of the other one, of the S-477. So between the two of them, there were, over 500 positives. The other thing that was somewhat concerning is that for the samples that were collected by the New York City Department of Health, several of them were from the coroner's office, actually. So they would be cases that died before they even got to the hospital. It would investigate to see what the cause of death was, and a surprising high number of the cases in both categories. That was the lab that was did the initial testing. So that is a little bit worrying, especially these patients weren't that old. Some were in the 30s or 40s, 50s, and 60s, all of which wouldn't be getting a vaccine. There were some that were in their 60s, so they may have received the vaccine. But a lot of these, the samples were collected presumably at the time of death, and so even the ones that were in mid-February probably were infected back in January. So there probably were not many, if any, that had a full course of vaccinations when they got infected. So it is a little bit concerning. I was considering doing the map. I haven't done that yet, put them on the map, because A, there are a lot. And it looked like it was pretty much localized to New York. And there was some spillover to New Jersey and a few here and there, like Rhode Island or Connecticut. But there were several that were actually in Texas. And today, Houston Methodist, I guess, is the hospital. And they released a couple on the South African sequence. And then they released like four on the Brazilian sequence. And I went to find an article that they had talked about this, and they said they actually had six, so a couple more sequences that are probably coming. So that's the largest number of Brazilian variants in the U.S., clustered in one place, in fact, at one hospital in Houston. And I looked at, they released quite a few samples, and I think they had something like four that was this New York variant. And that raises the possibility that the reason they were there and not elsewhere is because they had done a fair amount of testing. So the fact that it's in New York is an indication there is an outbreak ongoing there. The outbreak just got going at a very high level in the last several weeks. And therefore, the lack of finding this in other locations may just be a lack of testing in other locations. Of relative recent samples. So the two variants in New York do seem to be an issue, and this may be setting the stage for areas that had a lot of COVID, and the numbers went down somewhat because there was some localized immunity developing that was inhibiting the spread. Kind of sets the stage for these variants, especially the ones that are resistant, to swoop in. Pfizer and Moderna are planning on producing a booster, probably using the South African variant, and that's probably the reason there is a lot of emphasis on trying to get as many people as possible vaccinated.